ask you the eternal question. What is hemp?
This portion of Market Scope is brought to you by your radio. Record the stations in your market and send them to Phil. You, too, can show how your community sounds on the Market Scope.
Howdy, Xers. Welcome to Market Scope for February 2011. As you may have guessed, we're down south with Tim Hendel, and we're halfway up the FM dial in Huntsville, Alabama.
The newest thing on our FM band is at 97.7, a sports talk station licensed, according to their ID, to Union Grove. Union Grove isn't really a suburb of Huntsville. I think it's about 20 miles southeast of here. But here's what they sound like during the week.
Don't forget tonight, Texas A&M and Oklahoma State. A lot of us will be watching it out at Sweet Bones, Alabama, over at the Summit. That big viewing party going on. We'll tell you more about that later in the show as well. It's the Jocks Roundtable today on the Jocks Network, the Deuce in Tuscaloosa. Glad to have you guys listening. Hello to the Ticket down in Montgomery and the Zone in Huntsville, all on the Jocks Network today.
War Eagle and Roll Tide. WCCN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, the Zone.
Moving up now to 96.9 WRSA. They're licensed to Decatur, but they're really a Huntsville station. When I moved here in 1996, WRSA was very much of the beautiful music format. They were unusual in that even within their beautiful music, they would sometimes play a classical piece or something different. So maybe they were locally programmed, I don't know. They've dropped the beautiful music, and now they call themselves Light Rock, Light 96.9, and they do not do an ID at the top of the hour.
Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time.
Come on. Light 96.9, more music in the morning and all day long.
It's Bob Seger with We've Got Tonight, Light 96.9. More music in the morning and all day long. We had Steve Miller before that with The Joker, and I'm Abby Kay, 1254. Your Huntsville forecast from the Weather Channel coming up next. Tired of being overworked and underpaid?
Sunshine tomorrow near 80. We'll keep the sunshine Friday. Low 54, high 76, and the weekend brings more sunshine and highs staying in the 70s. I'm Nick Wilchin on Light 96.9. More music in the morning and all day long.
It is 1259, sunny and 73 in this update, brought to you by Publix. The Publix Family Combo Meal is a complete dinner with everyone's favorites. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
There you go. Blew right through the top of the hour with no ID. A similar station to WRSA is WAHR on 99.1. WAHR calls themselves Star 99.
Star 99.1, where the music matters. WAHR Huntsville, Star 99.1.
Now it's 100.3 WQRV, the River. The station has an interesting history. They used to be located in Florence, Muscle Shoals, about 70 miles west of here, and they were WLAY. I think they were country. Well, somehow they got permission to move to the big city, maybe by the myth of using Meridianville in their ID. Again, Meridianville is a small village, kind of a suburb of Huntsville. And they're some sort of classic rock, but in the morning they have Rick and Bubba, the syndicated talk show. Like a lot of these morning shows, a lot of talk with three or four people talking at the same time, some phone calls, some sports, a little music, a little dose of Christian fundamentalism, and a little dose of joking around. I don't really know why people who would tune to a station for its music would want to hear one of these talk shows, but they sure are popular.
Love you.
Was it called Show Enough Good Boot?
Show Enough Good Boot?
Good enough to keep a bear out.
It was like Christmas shoes, but it was about boots.
Right.
It's like those skates that Hans, what's his name, had on the Disney Channel way back.
All right, Killer Bees, great to see you again. Go enjoy yourself. Have fun.
Hey, I love you, man. Thank
and look,
you.
If your family won't take you back, we'll take you.
I think Save Bubba's up. Melting.
There you go.
Thank you,
if you leave us, have a good day.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. WQRV, Meridianville, Huntsville. The Valley's greatest hits. 100.3, The River.
Hey, it's Rick and Bubba just thanking you for listening today.
It's the Valley's greatest hits. 100.3, The River.
You liked it with no commercials, so that's how we're doing it now. Right after Rick and Bubba, we only stop the music once an hour through your workday at 3, so you can listen longer on 100.3 The River. Katrina and the Waves are on.
So we move to 102.1 WDRM Country Station. I think it's officially licensed to Decatur. I think their transmitter's somewhere halfway between here and Decatur. So they serve both cities perfectly well. When I first moved here, they were simulcasting with WBHP on 1230 until that station went talk a few years ago. But WDRM is pretty much your typical country station like you have in every market. They did start an alternative country on HD2, their second channel of HD radio or digital radio, but that seems to have gone off the air. Living on love.
Hey, it's WDRM's Dan and Dingo.
Thanks for sticking around right here on 102.1 WDRM.
I guess that's supposed to have been an ID, folks. Well, they do have some kind of a morning show, but the rest of the time it's pretty automated. 103.1 WEUP-FM. Remember WEUP on 1700, the black station, the first black station in Huntsville? Used to be on 1600. They have an FM which does not simulcast with their AM. However, they do simulcast with another FM station, WEUV 92.3 in Minor Hill, Tennessee. That's real, real weak, and you can't much get it here. Whereas their AM station features black gospel, their FM station features regular black popular music. Not strictly rap, but some rap and some other stuff.
It's Alabama A&M's homecoming week 2010. And remember,
go Bulldogs! A&M, 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 you. Woo! Da-boo-da-boo-day!
When NASA started building rockets, the Tennessee Valley was listening to WEUP-FM, Fulton Huntsville. WEUC Minor Hill.
I can't get enough.
We are Huntsville.
If you listen very carefully, however, to that ID, you'll see that WEUP-FM is licensed to Moulton. They said Moulton, Huntsville. Moulton really is quite a ways from here, maybe 50 or 60 miles. So WEUP's FM signal may not be able to compete with some of the other local stations. And it's a good thing, because they're on 103.1, and on 103.5 is another Huntsville station with another black format. Their call is WHWT. Their slogan is the new Hot 103.5, though they have been here for a while. And their ID mythology is that they serve the small town of New Hope.
WHWT, New Hope, Huntsville.
What's up, Huntsville?
Hey, what's up, party people? This is Usher.
You already know what it is, Hurricane.
Your boy, Neo.
On Huntsville's hottest hits.
The new Hot 103.5.
DJ, bring it back.
Huntsville, Alabama.
DJ, bring it back.
Stand up.
DJ, bring it back.
DJ Fresh.
Sound like money.
DJ Fresh.
Look like money.
DJ Fresh.
Feel like money.
DJ Fresh.
Making that money.
DJ Fresh, bring it back.
DJ, bring it back.
DJ Fresh, bring it back.
It's the hottest station in the 256, the new Hot 103.5. And it's your hottest DJ in the city, your bad boy DJ Fresh on your radio. All right, people, check it out. Man, tickets for Mystical are moving crazy, man. Everybody's coming by the studios, man. I'm glad to see smiley faces and excited people, man. That's what's big, all right? Also, let's see. I'm going to be dropping a pair of tickets for the Bay Fest a little later on, so listen up for that. Got some great news. Got some great news and a lot of things going on. Just, you know what? Sit back, relax.
Go ahead.
And go ahead. And go, 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 go. Uh-huh. Hot 103.5. Drizzy Drake. Swiss Beats. T.I. Fancy. Hot 103.5. Let's go, y'all.
You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
104.3 WZYP. ZYP, they call it. I think most markets have at least one rock station that kind of is well known, even by people who don't listen to rock, kind of leads the pack, and that would be our WZYP, officially licensed to Athens, but it's a Huntsville station.
For information, visit MadisonStreetFestival.org.
Brought to you by Madison Hospital, Madison Weekly, WHNT News 19, Technology, and 104.3 ZYP.
Launch it, baby. Let's do it.
Another hit in a row starts now on your station for all the hits.
104.3 ZYP.
Blasting out 100,000 watts of hit music. This is WZYP, Athens, Decatur, Huntsville, a Cumulus station.
...105.7 WQAH. And it's not even in Huntsville, and it doesn't pretend to be in Huntsville. It's in a town about 30 or 40 miles from here. I think they've increased their power because it used to be hard to get them here. Now they come in pretty well. And they are a station that march to their own drummer. They are country. They don't play the necessarily popular country. They play obscure, old, simple, and unusual country.
Yes, as long as there's a Sunday, I'll come by.
Singing about a Sunday on a Thursday, Justin Tubb on a drive-in with Carol Lynn. Back in the 60s, struggling young songwriter by the name of Willie Nelson sat down and wrote a song called Hello Walls, and Farron Young grabbed it, took it all the way to the top of the country charts, and sounded like this.
Hello Walls.
Pure country, pure bluegrass. 105.7 FM, WQAH, Addison, Hartsell, Huntsville.
I've made a small fortune, and you've squandered it all.
Pure Country, 105.7 FM, WQAH. Good afternoon. You and Carol Lynn together again on a drive-in as we wind down the month of September 2010. Happy birthdays go out today to Paige Hill, Gary and McCleskey, John Tatum, Jada Terry, 20 today, Mr. Dean Terry, 73 years young, and a very happy birthday to Miss Glendale Terry, 29 again, I guess, or maybe 39 in holding. You got a birthday any day this week, be sure to get those called in to 773-9105 on the toll-free line at 1-866-773-9105. Taking your call September 26th through October 2nd for the drawing tomorrow morning along about 7:20. Should Mark reach in there and pull your name out, you're going to win the cake from Simply Delicious on Danville Road next to Holloway's, just off the Beltline in Decatur.
We're moving to 106.1 WTA. AK.
This is 106.1 WTAK. Hartsell, Decatur, Athens, Huntsville.
It's a translator on 100.7. It translates WQPR in Muscle Shoals on 88.7, and WQPR actually repeats WUAL, the main station at the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, on 91.5. They don't actually go off overnight. They carry the BBC, while WLRH carries classical music. But at 5 a.m., they have an interesting sign on. I thought you might like to hear it.
Good morning. We are Alabama Public Radio. WUAL Tuscaloosa, Birmingham. WQPR Muscle Shoals, Florence, Sheffield, Tuscumbia, Huntsville. WAPR Selma, Montgomery. WUAL operates on an assigned frequency of 91.5 megahertz with a power of 100,000 watts. WQPR operates on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with a power of 20,000 watts. WAPR operates on an assigned frequency of 88.3 megahertz with a power of 53,000 watts. WAPR is a joint service of the University of Alabama, Troy University, and Alabama State University. Alabama Public Radio's programming originates at the University of Alabama's Center for Public Television and Radio. You can write to us at Box 870-370, Tuscaloosa 35487. We're online at APR.org. We are listener-supported Alabama Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
And this is Tim Hendel here in Huntsville. If you wish to reach me for any reason, just call 256-650-5212. Good listening.
Thanks, Tim. Remember, if you'd like to profile your hometown radio stations, send your tapes to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351, 1652. Normally, Musings would be next, but grab a pen and take down the brand new Musings number, area code 419-741-0205. Now, another one of the DX Audio Service's handsome announcers with a Ted Williams voice is here with more neat radio stuff.
What is hip? Ladies and gentlemen, we are Tower of Power. Thank you.
Thanks, Phil. I think. And again, that telephone number for the new Musings to the Members line is area code 419-741-0205. That's area 419-741-0205. Speaking of Ted Williams, I hope that everybody has heard that story, but just in case, we'll play it for you about the homeless man who, well, he's kind of got a job in radio or TV as soon as he gets out of rehab. But I have some comments to make on this. But here's first is the news story.
This next story started with a piece of video that ricocheted around the web. A lot of us saw it and were touched by it. A very compelling story about a very compelling man, a homeless man in Ohio who has survived some bad times, and he's come out the other end, and he's been walking around with something of a gift for years, which you'd only know once you talked to him and heard his voice. Tonight, our own Kevin Tibbles picks up the story of the man with the golden voice.
Just another panhandler by the interchange. But his sign said, "I have a God-given gift of voice." So the reporter from the Columbus Dispatch rolled down his window.
Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
Within hours, that video went viral, way viral. More than 5 million hits on YouTube alone.
I shoot a lot of things, and nothing's quite stuck like this has.
The man in the video is 53-year-old Ted Williams from Brooklyn, New York. Homeless 10 years. He says he always wanted to be a broadcaster, but...
And alcohol and drugs and a few other things became a part of my life.
Clean now for 2 years, Williams says he somehow ended up living and begging by a Columbus highway. But no more.
The Dave and Jimmy Show every weekday morning.
Perfect, man.
From the side of the road to inside the studios of local radio, where many callers offered Williams employment.
We would like to offer you a voice package of up to $10,000 contract.
Even a mortgage.
I just didn't know if anything like this would have happened.
One call came from 150 miles up the highway from the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers, who offered him a job.
We loved his voice, we loved his story, and our biggest priority right now is just to get him in here.
Some people say life is a highway. Well, for the moment anyway, Ted Williams is in the fast lane.
It's like 0 to 100 miles per hour in about a second.
And we'll be back with more right after these words.
And with a voice like that, no doubt, he will. Kevin Tibbles, NBC News, Chicago.
As I watch this news story come down on NBC News, it's hard not to be touched by it. I mean, here's a guy who, through alcohol and drug abuse, has put himself into a deep hole for 10 years.
is panhandling, and now he's getting a huge break in radio and television, doing commercials for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, and even has the Cleveland Cavs vying for him with a paycheck and an offer of a home. No doubt it's LeBron James's home, but at least he has a home. And it got me to thinking about breaks. Not station breaks, but how people get breaks. You know, a long time ago, a delivery man showed up at TM Studios and was just dropping off a package, and he asked the receptionist, "What is this place?" She says, "It's a recording studio." He goes, "Really? That's kind of neat. Could I see it?" And she allowed him to take a look and look in the control rooms, and they were recording some stuff. It just so happened that day that they needed a special voice. And the guy kind of just said, "Well, you know, I can sing." "Oh, yeah? What do you sing?" He says, "Well, I sing in a church." As it turns out, they let him try the jingle that they were trying to cut, and he hit it right on. That's a break. And I often wonder about all the people that we know in our lives who could just use a break. Think about it. How do you give someone a break? You know what got me to thinking about getting people a break is I was listening to several radio stations throughout our region, Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton, of course, Lima, Fort Wayne, Toledo, and in particular, I was listening to the weather forecasts and just happened to note that, I mean, they're so obviously recorded and very dry, very lifeless, and basically, they just read the weather and say their name at the end, and that's it. That's unlike a certain weather forecaster I knew in Detroit, who really, he made weather really interesting. That fellow's name was Sonny Elliott. He was a longtime broadcaster for WWJ News Radio 95 in Detroit. Prior to that, he was with WWJ Television Channel 4 as their meteorologist. He began his career back in Detroit in, I believe, 1950. And he's now inducted into the Michigan Association Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And he's been with WJBK, WDIV, WKBD in broadcasting for over 50 years. I think Sonny is probably about 88 years old, maybe 85 years old. And he just recently retired from WWJ News Radio 95, and I thought I'd play you the last weather forecast that Sonny did on radio. And tell me if this is not great radio.
It's a marvelous day, wild and wondrous indeed, with the sun shining and everything is beaming bright and beautiful, and I love it. It's the kind of day that makes you want to say, "Lada, lada, lao, dao, dao," which I say very often, "Lada, lada, lao, dao, dao." Ooh, that hurts. Oh, where were we? Oh, we were talking about Sheldon Schnurrbart. Remember him? Wonderful man. His mustache breaks up the monotony of his face. What a wonderful man. He said, "Middle age, and when you're just as young as ever, but it takes a lot more effort." Indeed it does. However, with very little effort, old Mama Nature has moved a storm center out of Minnesota into Wisconsin. A weak, weak cold front trailing down into Kansas, and a little deaky warm front, too, that's sneaking toward Michigan. That means summery conditions to hang on like a second mortgage. Ain't going nowhere. And warm showers, well, a warm shower on a Saturday night's not a bad idea. Warm showers with occasional thunderstorms are going to jump up and jump around. Of course, we'll get our share over the next couple of days. As for a quick look at the state, it shows that there's a wondrous combination of clouds and sunshine, sometimes called partly cloudy. I prefer to call it partly sunny, with the temperatures ranging between a cool 57 degrees at Barriga. That's in the Upper Peninsula. I like to say the word Barriga because it sounds like you got a hot potato in your mouth. Barriga, that's what it is. Where is it the warmest? Well, Standish, Michigan, in the middle part of the state, says their current temperature is 73 degrees. That's kind of warm for this time of the year. Not bad at all. Scattered sunshine does it all. What about the forecast? Well, tonight, it'll be mild tonight. A still and starlit kind of night tonight. Sort of a dull eventful night, you might say. And if you'd like a little excitement, we say, try to give the canary a bath in the blender. I once knew a fellow who did that. Oh, yeah. And what happens? Well, a few thunder showers usually sneak up around town. The low tonight expected pretty close to 47 degrees, which is not bad at all for this time of the year. A little on the cool side, but acceptable nonetheless. What about tomorrow? Sunshine and clouds on the morrow. They go together like love and marriage, or a horse and carriage go together like a horse and carriage, of course. And just lurking in the background is a possible thunder shower to just, when it does show up, it'll boom and a bang with a temperature just warm enough to hatch alligator eggs, I'd say. Temperatures in the mid-70s, even me a little more than that. What about tomorrow night? Well, they say tomorrow night, if you want to keep a baby happy, just keep one end full and the other end dry. And to keep us happy tomorrow night, try to enjoy the mellow temperatures. Of course, never put off until tomorrow what you can ignore completely, I always say. The low for tomorrow night, pretty close to 60 degrees, which isn't too bad at all. And on Sunday, well, it'll be warm. It'll be a darn good chance for a thunder shower to just pop up and pop off before it poops out. And it'll make things busier than a fat man's fork at a smorgasbord. And that is busy indeed. Where was I? Oh, I'm supposed to close about now. Who's next? I like her. Her name is Lady Jane because she's pretty, she's pleasant, she's perfectly charming, and she will be next. Well, it's been fun. I look forward to the next set, wherever it is, and we'll do it all together again. You're all cordially invited. We'll all while away the hours conferring with the flowers. To hell with the rain.
Sonny Elliott, fantastic and talented man, after 50 years of broadcasting in Detroit. And hopefully somebody will get a break and be the next Sonny Elliott. Let's take a look at the FCC beat. FCC rules force cancellation of the WWTM fine. It appears as if the Federal Communications Commission will give a early present to R&B Communications, licensee of WWTM AM in Decatur, Alabama. This as it cancels a $7,000 fine and instead admonishes R&B for its operating after its license had expired. The case began in January of 2007 when the Federal Communications Commission approved WWTM's license renewal application. But in April, the agency fined the station $7,000 for not filing the application on time and operating the station without an authorization. The renewal should have been filed December 2003. 4 months before WWTM's license expired on April 1st, 2004. The agency said that the renewal application wasn't actually filed until March 24th, 2005, and that was after the Media Bureau wrote to R&B indicating that WWTM's license had expired and the authority to operate the station had been terminated. Also, that WWTM's call letters being deleted from the commission's database. R&B told the commission its late filing was inadvertent and that it couldn't pay the fine. However, under the FCC's own rules, if the violation occurs more than a year before the fine was imposed, the fine must be canceled. That was the case here, and that's why the agency canceled the fine and just admonished R&B instead. In another case, the Federal Communications Commission has given a Christmas present of sorts to a South Florida unlicensed radio operator. The Federal Communications Commission is now ordering Alderson Olves D. Delmeda of Boca Raton, Florida, to pay a $750 fine. But it could have cost him $20,000 until he proved that it would be a financial burden that he could not pay. Now, this story goes back to December 6th of 2006. In response to a complaint of interference from the authorized government user, agents from the Enforcement Bureau's Miami office investigated unlicensed radio activity in the Boca Raton community. on that date and two subsequent dates, the agents, using direction-finding techniques, located each of these transmissions to Mr. D. Almeidas's residence in Boca Raton and determined that the field strengths for these transmissions exceeded the limits for unlicensed operation under Part 15 of the FCC rules. On April 19, 2007, the Miami office issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $10,000 to D. Almeida for operation of a radio transmitter without a license. D. Almeida submitted a response requesting cancellation of the forfeiture based on his removal of the Yagi-type antenna from his roof, expressing regret, and giving his assurance that radio interference would not happen again. But it did happen again. And on September 15, 2008, in response to another complaint of interference from another authorized government user, agents from the Miami office again investigated unlicensed radio activity in the Boca Raton area. Once again, using their direction-finding techniques, they located the transmission to D. Almeida's residence in Boca Raton. That same day, agents inspected D. Almeida's station and found an Elenco transceiver that was programmed to operate on the frequency of 297.235 megahertz. On September 25, 2008, the Miami office issued a second notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $20,000 to D. Almeida for operation of a radio transmitter without a license. D. Almeida submitted a response to the second NAL requesting cancellation of the forfeiture based on his claim that he did not operate a radio transmitter on an unlicensed basis and his inability to pay the proposed forfeiture. He also submitted his three most recent years of tax returns to substantiate his claim. In analyzing a financial hardship claim, the Commission has determined that, in general, any entity's gross revenues are the best indicator of its ability to pay a forfeiture. As such, it reached the decision that a fine of at least $750 was warranted based solely on D. Almeida's lack of income and the fact that he is a dependent of his son. Usually when you hear a story about radio, it's about some shock jock or some contest going awry. But this one from December is really going to bring a tear to your eye. When thieves attempted to steal wire, they accidentally burnt down Birmingham, Alabama's official Christmas tree, and it was radio to the rescue. It was 10 nights before Christmas, and all through the city, lights, trees, and decorations were all looking very pretty. The city's 35-foot Christmas tree stood proudly in the park, but evil Grinches struck while it was still dark. The bandits noticed copper attached to insulation made of plastic. If they could get that copper separated from that stuff, they thought it'd be fantastic. They used gasoline to try to get their coveted wire, and instead, by mistake, they wound up starting a fire. In their haste to make off with the copper that's worth quite a bit per pound, the $7,500 tree wound up being burned to the ground. The situation was anything but funny, especially since the city had no tree replacement money. But this is not a story that is all sad. A Birmingham radio station vowed the city would not be had. Radio station Kiss 98.7 said, "We'll bring the city residents some glee. We'll do it," they said, "by getting the city a new tree." According to Corey White, Christmas is something that is held so sacred to so many people that it's one symbol we're not going to let anybody take away. Corey White is the radio station's operation manager. He helped arrange finding a replacement tree and having it delivered less than 12 hours after the first tree had burned. He said, "When the tree rolled up, there were some individuals in the park, and this lady ran up to me and she says, are you guys going to put up the Christmas tree? I said, of course, it's right there. And she just started crying. People could ask, why even bother getting a new tree? Why deal with it? But White says, this is Christmas, and he wouldn't hear it. According to Corey White, everybody is excited that we were able to do it and do it so quickly, because a lot of times you have companies and governments that get caught in so much bureaucracy that nothing is going to happen. We said, forget it. We're just going to make it happen. No matter the cost, no matter what we need to do, we're going to put this joy back into the city of Birmingham, and that's exactly what we did. For a time, this copper caper might have left some residents feeling in a pinch. But in Birmingham at Christmas, being a Grinch is no cinch. Yet another case where radio creates joy from sadness and gives that happiness freely to an entire community. I thought you'd like that story. Now, are you ready to contest? On last month's edition, we asked you to name the title and the artist of 12 songs for a total of 24 points. Each of these songs made the playlists of radio stations around the United States and should be recognizable, but a few of them might just surprise you. We had a total of 14 entries from the DX Audio Service, and what we'll do now is we'll go through and play all the songs with a little commentary, and then we'll tell you who the winner is. Are you ready? Here's song number one. The original version was recorded by Rick Carty with the Jivatones in November of 1956. But here's Tab Hunter and Young Love.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine.
This number 15 song from 1963 was recorded by the Rooftop Singers, and its title is Walk Right In.
Walk right in, set right down, Daddy, let your mind roll on.
Our third song came from an album titled Cosmos Factory from 1970. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival and Looking Out My Back Door. Just happens to be a number 54 song.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door.
This album sold 70 million copies. It's Jethro Tull and Aqualung.
Sitting on the park bench.
Our fifth song came from an album titled Tattoo You from 1981. When you hear the vocal, you gotta know who it is. The title of the song is called Start Me Up. And of course, it's none other than the Rolling Stones. Our number six song comes from John Fogerty. The title of the song is The Old Man Down the Road, a number six song for 1985. And if the music sounds a little familiar, he played with CCR. This sounds a little country, but it actually hit the charts number one in 1961. The artist, Leroy Van Dyke, the song Walk On By.
If I see you tomorrow on some street in town, pardon me if I don't say hello.
The song has nothing to do with the Beatles, but its title is Ringo. This is Lauren Green, better known as Ben Cartwright, from Bonanza.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, where under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo.
The number nine, should have given it away. Yeah, this is the Beatles. From 1964, it was a number eight song, a huge smash hit, with a whole bunch of other ones for the guys. The Beatles and I Feel Fine.
Baby's
is good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so.
This has to be the world's most compressed song. This is Go All the Way, the Raspberries from 72. Remember all those Rocky movies? This was the theme for Rocky III. The artist? Survivor. The song title? Eye of the Tiger. Hopping into our Wayback Machine, we go back to 1963, a number 35 song, Tommy Roe and Everybody.
Everybody, everybody, everybody's happy.
Now, as I mentioned, there was 24 points, one for the artist, one for the title. And we have one winner with a score of 22, and that is... from Miami, Florida, Mike Lance. Congratulations, Mike. We'll be sending you some DX dollars that you can redeem for a subscription or for a back issue. Congratulations. Our final item here on the DX audio service deals with tests. Nope, we're not going to give you a test. We're going to see if you could hear a test. On side one of this magazine, Bruce Winkleman told you about some of the upcoming DX tests. And it occurred to me that we have several new members who may not know what to listen for. What you're going to hear is a test which was performed, I would say, probably about 6 years ago here in Lima on WIMA 1150. And you're going to hear the CW, the Morse code IDs, and sweep tones and some of the other programming. And this should give you an idea of what to listen for. So when you have a chance, go back to side one, listen for this time and the date on those tests, and give them a shot. Meanwhile, here's what the WIMA test sounded like.
Connecting you with the information you need, the only station with local news around the clock. West Central Ohio's news, weather and traffic station, 1150 WIMA, Lima. This is WIMA, Lima, Ohio, conducting transmitter tests. WIMA is conducting these transmitter tests to check the purity and signal quality of WIMA's transmitter with members of the National Radio Club. This is WIMA Lima, Ohio. We will rejoin Coast to Coast AM in just 6 minutes. WIMA Lima, Ohio. WIMA, Lima, Ohio, conducting transmitter tests. WIMA is conducting these transmitter tests to check the purity and signal quality of WIMA's transmitter with members of the National Radio Club.
Gartbell. From Coast to Coast AM, and I'd like to congratulate the staff and editors of the National Radio Club for 20 years of providing the DX audio service to listeners of radio. Keep up the good work, and be sure and listen for W6OBB as you dial around the radio.
And that, my friends, is what a test typically sounds like. And if you happen to hear the test for February, please get on the Musings line and tell us all about it. That's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.